I greet you in the mighty and the powerful name of Jesus Christ this evening. Most of you as brothers and sisters and possibly seeking Gentiles who have a deep void and are wondering, is there something better? And if you're from this community, probably having tried many different things to fill that void. This evening, I believe that we are here by divine appointment. None of us is here by accident. And I believe that none of us will leave here same. Because God always wants his people to grow in the spirit. And the Bible tells us that when the rich young ruler walked away, his heart was grieved. So he was changed, not in a positive way. But all of us are on a journey, and we have a choice every day to continue growing. There is never a time when we stay where we are. So either we grieve the Spirit or we move with the Lord when the Spirit nudges us to come closer. This evening, as we begin a series of 10 days, I sense an urgency in the spirit of the brothers and in my own spirit. I believe that God is asking us to draw closer to him in many different areas of our life. And I believe that there's going to be a powerful anointing on this place throughout the next few weeks. I remember my life changing many times from places like this where brothers spent time seeking the face of the Lord in fasting and prayer. There's only one thing that can happen when we exalt the name of Jesus Christ. He receives glory and honor. Sometimes it doesn't look the way we think it should look. So before we start, let's remind us that throughout the week, that Jesus Christ is the reason we're here. You will hear many different things that Jesus has done. And this whole purpose is to glorify the kingdom. Right. And so in my spirit, I feel like we should pause and worship the King before we go into the message. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the last part of the chapter, he talked about us being ambassadors for him. And he says that we speak for Jesus, paraphrasing my words, when we say, come back to God. A lot of us have dedicated and given our lives and hearts to Jesus. But we continue to exhort each other to come back to God. Walk closer with him. He has more in store for us. He's not finished with us yet. Or else we wouldn't be here. The verse that kept coming to my mind was, come unto me. All of you know where it is in Matthew 11:28. All you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God took me on an interesting journey with that verse a few weeks ago. What makes us weary? We'll talk about that more later this evening. Turn to Revelations chapter 5. Verse 9. We will take just a few short minutes to exalt the name of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I was so blessed in the prayer room to hear that we are surrounded here with brothers that believe that we serve a living God. I've lived for the last 18 months among people that serve a dead God, and they are more earnest than most Christians are in serving their dead God. And it has brought a big burden on my heart that we Christians that serve the living God rise up and worship him because he is worthy. Let's worship him this evening with these words. And they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Here, just before we read these words, it says that there was a worship going on in heaven, and the 24 elders were holding gold bowls. And out of those bowls, it says there was an odor coming out. And I believe it was a sweet smell to the living God. And it says it was the prayers of the saints. Do you ever think of the vital part we play in the worship that goes on in heaven? This evening as we were praying, I believe that God, the Father, Jesus Christ, the worthy Lamb of God, smelled it and it pleased him. We love to please our King, don't we? Right. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Do we believe that? This is worshiping the Lamb that made this possible for us. Going to verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth. This is us. And such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, repeat these words after me. Blessing and honor and glory and power. Be unto him that sitteth. Upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. That is who we are here to worship and exalt. And if this King that said he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, if he is worshiped, the Spirit of God is going to fall upon us. In Revelation 19, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Do we believe that in our heart? Are we sold out to him? Do we worship him as if we do? Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife, the bride, has made herself ready. I believe that the next 2 weeks, 10 days, we have come together here to prepare ourselves. We believe, most of us, that we are the bride of Christ. And we're here to make ourselves ready for the feast. And we know that long before people get married, they think of all the details in their wedding. And then some of us just hope we get invited. And here we are, the bride of Christ, with the opportunity to prepare ourselves, purify ourselves. And this is glorious. This opportunity we have before us in the next 10 days is powerful. The Lord loves it. He loves when the bride purifies herself. We do. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And here we are again talking about the saints. First off, our prayers bring worship to the King as he sits on the throne. We love him deeply. We're here to exalt his name. And as we think of what he did for us and look at that more later, I believe that our love will grow even more intense for him. We know that our actions, if they're not based on a passion because of the love and the appreciation for what he did for us willingly, they are like filthy rags. And he told John to write these because blessed are those which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And When I think of meetings, revival meetings, I think of invitation. We're inviting each other to walk in deeper relationship with the Father. We're inviting people to come and join us because we are burdened with the people that are lost. We should be. The same things that grieve the Son of God should grieve our spirit. Blessed are we when we are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb, the feast. And here we are gathered to invite more people. We know the invitation is open for everybody, the whole world. And it's such a joy to gather tonight and look at ways we can purify ourselves. And so since we have lifted up and raised up the name of Jesus that was slain, let's talk about what God has laid on my heart. When I was in Cambodia one day, God laid a message on my heart so clear. And it felt like Jonah, because in Cambodia, the message was Easter to preach. And he told me clearly that I should go to America and preach this message. We know that when God asked Jonah to go to Joppa, it was not the cool thing to do. To go to a city that was known for skinning Christians alive, for killing and trying to get rid of all the Christians among them, and go and preach hellfire and brimstone to them that they will be wiped out and destroyed if they don't repent. And if I read it right, it doesn't even give them the option to repent. Jonah wasn't allowed to give them that option. He was supposed to go tell them that they will be wiped out. And so it was the hard thing to do. And we all know the story of Jonah. But the little book of Jonah, it's all about miracles. The wind that rose up and how God used Jonah being thrown into the fish. It says that the people that threw him in marveled and believed. Sometimes in our stubbornness, God uses us. The question tonight is, how does the invitation look? How does the invitation to come and walk closer to God look? Matthew 3. They heard a voice crying in the wilderness, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And we live in a day and age when the people don't like the word repent anymore. The word repent was an invitation to come. I want to set you free. And I believe that there were people that heard John the Baptist, and their hearts leaped for joy because the time had come. They heard the scriptures being fulfilled. But we know that there was a certain type of people among them came to John, and he called them, "You generation of vipers, you snakes." Go and bear the fruit of repentance. Come and show me that your life has changed. Do we live among a community that wants to say we're Christians, but we don't want to change our lives? And we hear repentance as a negative word instead of an invitation. How about hearing the kingdom of heaven is at hand? It's good news. And he's inviting us to walk in this kingdom, to experience the kingdom. We all know that it's the fullness of life. It's the only life worth waking up to. In the book of Acts, Peter told them, "You killed Jesus." And it was like a spear in their heart. And they said, "Brothers, what should we do?" What did Peter say? "Repent and be baptized, Some of the people heard good news. I believe that that they thought in their spirit, is there still a chance for us? We killed Jesus. We killed the Son of God. We killed the prophesied one. These were people that knew the scriptures. And they heard the word repent. There's still hope for us. Imagine those people that had killed Jesus a few weeks prior, hearing that there's still a chance, and they heard hope. And I believe some of them repented. And we know that there were some among them who hardened their hearts. They didn't want to repent. Those were the ones that imprisoned Peter and the other disciples. We will always be dealing with those two different types of people. People who don't want to hear the word repent. They want to be part of the kingdom. It says that those Pharisees and the Sadducees, they thought they knew everything about the scripture. They thought they wanted to be, they were a part of the kingdom. Everybody, I believe, wants to be part of the kingdom, but many times there's people who don't want to repent, but they still want to be part of the kingdom. And so they call themselves Christians, and they pretend to be walking with the Lord. But without true repentance, there is no true freedom. So let's start hearing the word repent as an invitation. I believe that you will have many opportunities, not only the next 10 days, but as you go in the word to repent, mourn over your sins. In fact, Paul talks about that when he said that our life, he was praising God that we get the opportunity to share the good news. And he called it a sweet perfume that we get to carry to the people. It's exciting that we get to carry this good news to people. But then he said, to those that are being saved, we will be a sweet smelling savor. But to those that harden their hearts, we will be a stench of death. The question is, are we willing to be the stench of death? Jonah was, not right away. Sometimes God has to take us places like he did Jonah to prepare us. I believe it's fitting for the first evening to take a look at the salvation message. I think you will hear it again. But let's not forget that we're here to exalt the Lamb of God that was slain. The book of Hebrews tells us that we should consider him that bore our shame, lest we become weary. And we will become weary as the week, as the 10 days go on, as leaders, if our focus comes off of the slain Lamb of God. So let's consider continually the man who bore the shame for me and you. There is just never a time that we can forget to glorify him, because he alone is worthy. You know, when he was dying on the cross for you and me, do we really grasp the shame that he felt? I would just briefly touch. We all know where he came from and that he willingly left the beauties and the glories of heaven to come here, to walk this path, to show us, I believe, how we should love each other.